Welcome to Threads Through Revelation. This work is the last part of a three-part series created by textile artist Jackie Parkinson. The full three-part series, exhibited as Threads Through the Bible, started touring cathedrals in 2025. The Book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible. Written nearly 2,000 years ago, Revelation recounts a series of extraordinary visions seen by a man called John in the first century. John's visions are both challenging and inspiring, and they also remain full of mystery. Jackie's creative inspiration came from the works of Marc Chagall, which depict scenes from the Hebrew scriptures. In this work, Jackie reimagines the visions of Revelation. She is faithful to the text while allowing us to enter into its wonder. In its literary style, the Book of Revelation is not set out as a chronology to be studied. The visions portray themes of good and evil, death and resurrection, judgment and victory, culminating in the arrival of the new heaven and the new earth. The gift of this book of the Bible is to move us from our earthly narrative to glimpse the cosmic perspective. It offers us a different way of seeing reality. Threads Through Revelation completes the Threads Through the Bible series. It connects the All is Good at the start of creation with the All is Not Good in the story of the cross, to the vision of all being good again at the end of the Bible.
Touching Guide for the Visually Impaired. At certain points, those with visual impairment are invited to touch the panels. Please respect that this privilege is granted only to those who have difficulty seeing the panels, as the panels will not withstand being touched repeatedly. Hands must be dry and free from any dirt or grease. This audio guide will direct you to a part of the panel that may be enjoyed through touch. For each panel, this audio guide will give you the title of the panel, followed by portions of the Bible text on which the panel is based. Then you will have a description of the panel. For certain panels, there will also be the invitation to those with visual impairment to touch the artwork.
Revelation, Panel 1, First and Final. John's visions start with an encounter with the risen and glorified Jesus Christ. He hears Christ speaking with messages for seven churches. These are messages of both challenge and encouragement.
I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches." I turned around to see the voice, and I saw seven golden lampstands. Among the lampstands was someone like a Son of Man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash round his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were blazing fire. His feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but behold, I am alive for ever and ever." Revelation chapter 1, selected verses.
The risen Christ is shining with glory. He wears a priestly white tunic and a golden sash. His standing position is active and full of power. His bronze face, shown in profile, shines brilliantly, and his flowing hair is white as snow. A thin red line coming from his eye tells us that his gaze penetrates and purifies. Out of his mouth comes a shining double-edged sword, because his words of truth pierce like a sword. Behind his head, almost like a halo, is the bright sun of God's presence. Around Christ's right hand, held behind him, is a circle of seven stars, representing the angels of the seven churches. Around his legs, in another circle, are seven candles, which stand for the seven churches. The number seven occurs many times in Revelation and is used to express perfection. In his left hand, he holds the keys to death and to the place of the dead. He can unlock every door.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. The figure of Christ stands almost 2 meters tall, astride the blue sky and the green earth. Seven candles surround his lower body, and a ring of seven stars shines behind him. The stars are made of bold, smooth leather, with another layer of lightweight silk underneath to create a shimmering edge. Lines of golden thread come away from the stars, suggesting their light. Feel the edge of the stars and the threads that emerge from them. The candles are made of bright colors in metallic leathers. This makes a contrast to the smooth white silk behind. Their flames dance in different directions. Feel the edges of the candles and their flames.
Revelation, Panel 2, The Throne Room.
After this I looked, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow, resembling an emerald, encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Revelation chapter 4, selected verses.
The blazing full sun represents the light of God's presence. Jackie has used dyes and silks in coloured circles behind the entire panel, making the central light pervade everything. The throne itself is made of three strips of golden leather in a semicircle, resting as if on a mountain top. The three lines of the throne are a reference to the three-person nature of God. The full circle rainbow around the throne brims with hope and promises fulfilled. Jackie enjoyed sprinkling gold dye powder on the fabric of the rainbow, because the treasure of this rainbow is the love and light of God at its centre. Along the lower edge of the rainbow, we see seven white circles with red and turquoise strips of silk running through them. The seven circles represent the perfect Holy Spirit. There is gold thread dancing through the design, showing that the Spirit is active. In front of the throne is a sea of glass, like crystal, reflecting the glory of God. In the lower half of the panel, the 24 elders represent the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles, here signifying the restored Israel and the restored church. they praise God and throw down their crowns of blessings in worship. Around the throne are four strange creatures with the appearance of a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle. They are covered with eyes to see continuously both in front and behind. Their many wings make them nimble to fly at God's command. Together with the 24 elders, the creatures never cease to worship the one who sits on the throne for ever and ever. Revelation Panel 3, Horsemen of the Apocalypse. The vision moves from the splendor and authority of God into scenes of judgment. There is a calling to account, represented by a scroll being opened and read. This panel follows the text of Revelation chapters 5 to 7.
Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 to 6.
This panel is composed of 10 separate sections. The panel layout highlights the drama rather than showing the exact sequence of the text. In the top center section, we have the Lamb. This is Jesus, the Lamb who was killed but is alive again. He has seven horns and seven eyes, meaning perfect power and perfect sight. Jesus is also named as the Lion of Judah, so we can see the silhouette of a lion behind the white lamb. The bowls either side of the lamb and the lion represent the prayers of the faithful rising like incense. The scroll on the upper left has words of judgment to bring an end to evil. Only the Lamb is worthy to open the seals of the scroll. This panel shows the resulting scenes when the seals are opened. As the first four seals are opened, four horses and their riders are released on earth. They represent power, war, economic collapse, and famine. The skeletal rider called Death rides the fourth horse. His long red robe shows the dead trapped and reaching out. As the fifth seal is opened, martyrs take sanctuary under the altar of God. You can see this in the upper right section. The red silk on their chest shows that they were killed for their faithfulness to God. Then the sixth seal is opened. The moon turns blood red, the sun turns black, and a third of the stars fall from the sky. Rich and poor alike take refuge in the caves. Their bodies are unclothed, and their hands and feet have an unfinished emptiness. The tattered stitching speaks of their despair. There is deep darkness in the caves. In the bottom center, we see four angels holding back the winds at the four corners of the world. Finally, in the bottom right section, the faithful are seen in safety. They are worshipping and praising God. Their palm branches represent victory and peace. Revelation Panel 4. Pregnant Pause. The scenes of judgment continue to unfold, as told in Revelation chapters 8 and 9.
When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer, with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 to 6.
Again, this panel is composed of several distinct images. The narrative begins with the last seal of the scroll being opened. The imprint of authority on this seal is the cross of Christ. Silence falls. Into the silence there is prayer. Heaven is poised to listen. In the top right section, we see the golden bowl or censer smoking with incense. The fragrant incense is symbolic of the sweet-smelling prayers of all God's people. The altar is shown as a golden table with horns at the corners and laid with red-hot coals. Below the altar, an upturned bowl casts hot coals to earth. Earth responds with lightning and thunder as prayers take effect. Seven angels with trumpets begin to sound out God's judgment. With each trumpet come disasters on the earth and in the skies. With the first trumpet, hail, fire, and blood are rained down, and a portion of trees are burned up. With the second, a fiery mountain is thrown into the sea, and a portion of sea creatures and ships are destroyed. With the third trumpet, a star falls into the rivers and turns some of them bitter. The fourth trumpet causes part of the sun to go dark and the moon and stars to lose a third of their light. This section is busy with lots of small details. At the top, the eagle flies overhead, calling out, "Woe, woe!" In the sky around the eagle, you might be able to see the word doom repeated again and again. When the fifth trumpet sounds, a star falls to earth with the key to the abyss. As the abyss opens up, smoke rises from a fiery furnace. Look closely and you will see a dark figure in the abyss. Locusts appear from the smoke. Each has a long tail like a scorpion and a golden crown and long hair. They are instructed to torment for a limited time. All is dark, but the darkness will come to an end. When the sixth trumpet sounds, horses and riders appear, dressed for battle. The horses have heads like lions and tails like snakes, while the riders have breastplates of gold, blue, and red. The horses breathe out destructive fire and sulphur, and cause injury with their poisonous tails. Four angels are released on the earth to add to the slaughter. Red blood soaks the earth. Revelation, Panel 5. No more delay.
Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud, with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll, which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. Then the angel said, "There will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished." Revelation chapter 10, selected verses.
Here stands an angel, a messenger of God. We see the golden brilliance of his face, the flowing hair, and the dramatic rainbow above his head. As the angel roars, God speaks back in thunder and lightning. We sense the disruption of God's voice to disturb as well as to heal. John is given words to speak too. He is told to take the little scroll and to eat it. He allows the message to become part of him. It tastes good, but then makes his stomach turn. It is not easy for John to be a messenger. In this panel, the angel has similarities to the figure of Christ in panel 1. Both are glorious figures making connection between heaven and earth. Both have fire glowing around their feet and legs, and both have sun-radiant faces and powerful voices. To give prominence to Christ, Jackie has made the angel figure smaller. Our eye is drawn instead to the rays of golden and red light streaming across the rainbow, and to the lightning flashes of God's voice. The rainbow colours were dyed horizontally on the fabric and then overlaid with strips of grey silk. By trimming back the silk slightly, Jackie has allowed the rainbow colours to come through without competing with the brightness of the angel. It also makes a contrast to the circular rainbow in panel 2. Again, the rainbow is a sign of hope and God's love, even though judgment will follow the seventh trumpet blast. The flowing texture of the cloud around the angel was achieved by taking a large piece of transparent chiffon silk and anchoring it down with a few stitches here and there. The cloud spirals around the angel to give a sense of upward movement. The land and the sea are shown with diagonal silk. This creates contrast to the horizontal lines above. Later, we will see destructive beasts standing on the land and sea. But first, we are assured that God's angel stands here, faithful to God's words. Revelation, Panel 6. Two Witnesses. Next, John is told about the two witnesses, who will speak God's words and suffer for it. Then the seventh trumpet sounds. This panel relates to Revelation chapter 11.
I was given a stick like a measuring rod and was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the worshippers there." And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. But after 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake and 1/10 of the city collapsed. Revelation chapter 11, selected verses.
The main body of the panel is dominated by a red dragon with 7 heads, that is, displaying total wickedness. The dragon is contesting with the 2 faithful witnesses. These witnesses stand like lampstands and like olive trees. Eventually, they are overpowered by the dragon and killed. Then, miraculously, they rise from the dead. They ascend in clouds to heaven. This is their most powerful witness, that they are resurrected. God cannot be stopped. Below the witnesses and the dragon, we see the earthquake that rocks the earth when the witnesses rise from the dead. At the very bottom of the panel is the 7th trumpet. When it sounds, John hears songs giving honour to the Lord Almighty and to Christ. In this part of the vision, John also sees the temple of the people of God open to all, revealing the ark containing God's commandments. So at the top of the panel, Jackie has shown the ark surrounded by flashes of lightning and thunder. The pillars of the temple stand to the right and left of the ark. The black and white squares of John's measuring rod are along the lower edge of the top section. Revelation Panel 7, The Great Battle.
A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 4.
This panel is the central point in the Revelation sequence. In the cosmic narrative, from God's first creation to the final fullness of God's rule on earth, the birth of Christ is the turning point. God becomes man. God's rule on earth has begun. The woman's belly is worked with closely laid strips of white silk and dense stitching to draw our eye to this focal point. The belly is a bold white, while the white silk of her dress has been cut away to let the golden sun underneath come through. Her very person shines with the presence of God. We feel her alarm and pain as we look at her open mouth, the raised hand and her flowing hair. We sense that this is no ordinary baby. This baby is the Christ, the Son of God. The woman is dressed in the sun. Stars circle around her head and she has the moon at her feet. She is symbolic of God's people, chosen to make God's presence known everywhere. She is Mary, the mother of Christ. She is Sarah, the wife of Abraham. She is the Church of Christ. The seven-headed dragon, as in earlier panels, is a symbol for Satan and all that is evil. His long necks curve like snakes, and his eyes are reptilian. He reminds us of the snake from the Garden of Eden. He is beautiful but malicious. His many heads each bear a spiky gold crown and horns. But he knows that the Christ child will bring an end to his power, so he wants to destroy him.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. The dragon's body is worked with layers of different red silks. The top layer is cut away in triangles to make the texture bumpy and scaly. Run your fingers over the main body of the dragon to feel this effect. Then, moving to both the left and right-hand sides of the body, the deep red-brown wings of the dragon have distinctive stitching on silk metallic gauze. Feel the rough texture of the wings and the pattern of the stitching. Further up, around the white belly of the woman, the heads of the dragon breathe out red flames. The flames are worked in metallic leather. Touch the smooth flames and sense their power.
Revelation, Panel 8, War in Heaven. This panel uses several sections to capture the unfolding vision, as recorded in Revelation chapters 12 and 13.
The woman gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the desert, to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Revelation chapter 12, verses 5 to 9.
In the upper left, the birth scene of the previous panel is shown again because of its significance. This birth will determine the victory for God. The top center section shows the baby kept safe in heaven on the throne of God. This is the same golden throne as we saw in panel 2, but this time the artist has made the top corners of the golden throne resemble hands. Below the throne, the woman flees to the desert. She is Mary, symbolic of the faithful people of God. On the right-hand side of the panel, we see the war between the Archangel Michael and his angels, and the dragon and his forces. The dragon is cast down to earth. He can no longer make war in heaven. But he continues to contest for his power on earth. Jackie comments, "The angels can hardly be seen as they have merged with the background. I'm pleased with this effect, because we rarely see the powers ranked with us or raged against us." The central section shows the defeated dragon chasing the woman. She now has eagle's wings to escape. The enraged dragon spews out water to sweep her away, but the earth swallows the water to protect her. For her, the desert is a place of safety from the dragon, as well as a place of hardship. In her testing, she is called to be faithful. Look closely at the body of the woman in all the three images of her. Each time, Jackie has used a circular pattern, like a sun, centered on her middle and running underneath and beyond her body. this design shows us that God is with her at every point. On the lower left are the two beasts who join the dragon. The beast from the sea has 7 heads, 10 horns, and looks like a leopard. The beast from the land appears like a lamb, but has the voice of the dragon. He brings fire down to earth. The dragon and his two beasts are like an unholy trinity. Underlying all the grey silk strips are strong colours which filter through where Jackie has cut back the grey. We can see the yellows of the desert, the blues of the sea, and the purple effect behind the dragon as a result of this layering technique. Revelation Panel 9. A New Heaven and a New Earth. The war in heaven is over. John's vision now takes us back to the throne room of God. All is finished, all is complete.
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven, like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the 4 living creatures and the elders. These are those who kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 to 4.
The radiant sun represents God's fullness. The holy mountain is a symbol of the place where God reigns, where people and creatures serve him. The artist has made Jesus Christ the focus by placing the throne of the Lamb at the pinnacle of the mountain. He is crowned with honour because he gave his life for all. As in panel 2, we see the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders. Below the elders are hundreds of thousands of blameless people worshipping God and the Lamb. The orange thread of their bodies connects them visually with the sun-filled sky, making them appear bathed in the presence of God. On the reverse of this panel, Jackie has stitched the names of the many friends who supported her work with prayer, money, and their time. To her, these names represent all those people who choose to worship God today with how they live their lives. The angels come with 3 messages. The first, to encourage us to worship God. The second, to announce the doom of Babylon, the city of evil. The third, to challenge us to choose God and not to accept the mark of the beast. Revelation Panel 10, Armageddon. This panel represents Revelation chapters 14 to 16. The theme is Christ as the one who brings God's necessary and perfect judgment.
I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he that was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Still another angel, who had charge of the fire, came from the altar and called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe. The angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered its grapes, and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 to 19.
The centre of this panel is the tabernacle. In the Hebrew scriptures, the tabernacle was a portable holy tent where God's presence was sometimes seen as a pillar of cloud. Here, its golden pillars shine and the doors are wide open in invitation. The smoke of God's presence billows out into all the earth. In the upper left section, Christ is riding a cloud and holding a sickle. The sickle tells us it is harvest time, a time when all that is wrong on earth is confronted and defeated. Angels cut the clusters of grapes and the juice flows like blood. Jackie slashed into the red silks to create a deliberately messy effect as the grapes are trampled. The lower half of the panel shows the seven angels pouring out bowls of judgment onto the earth. Each bowl brings about a different disaster, which we see as a sequence divided by vertical black lines. The disasters fall on those who have the red mark of the beast on their hands and foreheads. They have allowed the beast to control their thoughts and their actions. Out of the first four bowls fall judgments on the people, the sea, the rivers, and the sun. The fifth bowl plunges the kingdom of the beast into darkness. The fury of the sixth bowl dries up the great river to make a path for kings to assemble for battle. The three frogs represent the three demons from the mouths of the unholy Trinity, that is, the dragon and his two beasts. The kings of all the nations are deluded into thinking they can wage war on God and win. Their battleground is known in Hebrew as Armageddon. The last bowl brings destruction on the city of Babylon, depicted here as the Tower of Babel. The earthquake breaks the city into three parts. Meanwhile, those faithful to God who have resisted the mark of the beast are seen in the top right section of the panel. They stand beside a fiery glass sea. The faithful ones hold harps and sing praises to God. Revelation Panel 11, The Beauty and the Beast. Now we have a closer view of the city of Babylon and the so-called Great Beauty. The panel is based on Revelation chapters 17 and 18.
One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute, who sits on many waters." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered in blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand. I saw that the woman was drunk with blood of the saints, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. Revelation chapter 17, selected from verses 1 to 6.
The beauty rides on a beast, which Jackie has shown as resembling the dragon. In fact, the dragon is the one in control because the beauty has chosen his ways. Her seated position is vulnerable and unstable. She wears purple and a crown, as if she is royalty. Her makeup is gaudy and smudged. her eyes closed to the impact of her greedy behaviours. Her shiny rings suggest multiple alliances. Her skimpy clothes are alluring. Her white flesh is almost ghostly. On her upper arm, she is marked out with the words, Babylon the Great. Her identity is merged with the city. She rides on the ever-moving sea on the depths of darkness. In one hand, she holds a goblet. She is drunk on her murderous way of life. The dragon is watching her warily with three of its heads. The other four heads watch his own back as if he distrusts everything. The red beast has a name stitched into his scales, Antichrist. In the end, the dragon turns on the beauty. She becomes a pile of bones at the bottom of the sea. Her crown tumbles. The city of Babylon is portrayed here like the Tower of Babel, that is, the tower built by humans who aspired to reach the skies and make themselves lords of their own lives. Or you might see this Babylon as the shape of a sandcastle, precarious in foundation and substance. The city of Babylon stands, like the great beauty, for our attempts to find our own meaning and security in things of no permanence. The windows are empty. In John's vision, the city stands in the desert. Jackie has used red and yellow silks and let them fray to show the shifting and unreliable nature of sand. A giant stone smashes Babylon into the sea. Jackie chose to shape the stone like a millstone, to reference a saying of Jesus about those who harm the vulnerable and the weak. The dragon's tail leads our eye down to the depths of oblivion.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. In this panel, there is plenty of texture to explore from the varied fabrics. In the horizontal midline of the panel, the great beauty places one hand on her upper thigh. The fingernails are long and coloured, and her fingers are decked with rings. These colours are sewn onto the white hand in contrasting metallic leathers. Feel the textures of the fingernails and the rings. The purple netting at the top of her thighs stands out stiffly and has a rough texture. Her red bracelet is made of smooth and shiny leather. It is shaped into the number 666, that is, the number of the beast. A little above the bracelet, towards the elbow, there is another shiny bracelet, shaped like a snake, coiled around her arm.
Revelation, Panel 12, The Last Judgment.
Then the angel said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one but he himself knows. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation chapter 19, selected verses.
This panel uses a series of images to portray the final battle between good and evil, as described in Revelation chapters 19 and 20. Jackie has balanced the sections of the panel for visual impact rather than placing them in the exact order of the text. The central focus of the panel is Christ riding a white horse. His robe is soaked with the blood of his crucifixion. As before, he has a sword coming out of his mouth to speak the truth, a final judgment on evil. His eyes blaze and he has three crowns. Written in stitches on Christ's robe, we read his name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Behind Christ, we see his uncountable army. Perhaps they are the martyrs who died for their faith, like the ones we saw under the altar in panel 3. On the centre right, we see an angel defeating the dragon and chaining him up for a time. Below the chained dragon is a scene of the city of God under siege. Its buildings and the faithful ones in white are kept safe from the dragon. Then an angel who stands near the sun calls upon birds to swoop down and devour those who fought against the holy ones in the city of God. The vertical lines of red represent the fire from heaven which consumes the dragon and his forces. In the bottom panel, we see the defeat of the dragon and his two beasts. The dragon's long necks are entwined with the beasts. But the dragon is shown as powerless and without direction. We don't see his body, and his many heads are all pointing different ways. The red and black background portrays the rain of fire and sulphur, while the black lines give the impression of prison bars. At the very top of the panel, there are five smaller sections. We see God's glory on the throne in the centre. To the left of God's throne are smaller thrones for the judges and the judgment scrolls being opened. To the right of the throne, we see the Book of Life, filled with the names of those who have accepted the invitation to the wedding feast of the Lamb. The wedding feast is symbolized with the bread and wine of the Last Supper. Revelation, panel 13, The Great Romance.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. One of the seven angels came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 21, selected from verses 1 to 14.
Judgment is complete. The sun of God's presence radiates its light through the whole panel. The dominant images are the holy city and the pure bride of Christ. This is a scene of union. The old heaven and earth have gone. In their place, the new heaven and new earth are fully one. The holy city and the bride are both symbols for union with God, speaking of fulfillment, completion, and love. The city is the dwelling place of God and his chosen people. Back in panel 11, we saw the promiscuous great beauty and the city of Babylon. They stood for a perversion of how to find lasting treasure. This panel design stands in opposition to that. Instead of the two-dimensional Tower of Babel, the holy city is three-dimensional. Its gates are open and we can see the golden dwellings within. The holy city is built on stone foundations, not on the shifting sands and seas. The 12 foundation steps are worked in luminous metallic silks. The steps represent the 12 apostles. Meanwhile, the 12 gates of the city represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The white silk of the bride's gown is cut away in places to reveal the foundations of the city underneath. In another place, the city walls are stitched over the dress. These techniques emphasize that the holy bride and the holy city are one. The bride's face is blank. She does not need recognition or to display her own identity. She is content simply to be known as the bride of Christ. She reaches out in joy with arms open in welcome. Revelation panel 14. New creation.
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign for ever and ever. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 5.
John's vision concludes with a new beginning, a new creation. All that is evil has gone. The holy city, God's city, is seen in all its glory. All that is good is here, personified in the resplendent bride of Christ and Jesus, the Lamb of God, on the throne. There is life in abundance. Angels stand at the ever-open gates to welcome us in. The city is filled with light, revealing everything in its beauty. The bride has her arms raised in joy and praise. The multitudes of people coming to the city are stitched within the bride's robe and the river. Everyone is washed by the Holy Spirit and united in the bride. Adam and Eve once stood in a garden of goodness with the invitation to eat of the tree of life. In the new creation, there is a garden in the middle of the city. This tree bears leaves for the healing of the nations. How wonderful! This huge panel is nearly 3 meters wide. Jackie originally made a smaller one and then later worked the whole panel again. She chose to stitch the name Alpha and Omega repeatedly over the red walls of the city to declare that Jesus Christ and his holy city are established forever. The city is filled with red, yellow, and orange squares to represent buildings. Everyone will have a place to call home. Jackie added small squares of gold leaf on these buildings to make these homes special and holy. The top of the walls of the city are also laid with lengths of gold leaf.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. In the centre of the panel, the uplifted arms of the bride reach for the tree of life with its bright green leaves. Both the leaves and the fruit of the tree are made from metallic leather to make them stand out from the city behind. Jackie has also highlighted the bride's tiara with a contrasting gold strip of leather. Trace out the tiara and the leaves with your fingers if you wish. From the throne of the Lamb at the top of the panel come streams of life-giving water. The water flows either side of the bride in soft silks stitched in many layers. Likewise, the bride's veil tumbles down in a lightweight golden metallic silk, softly gathered. Feel the texture of the water and the bride's veil.
The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
This concludes the audio guide for Threads Through Revelation. The script was written by Francis Harris and Jackie Parkinson. Readers were Francis Harris and Jeremy Whitten Spriggs. Audio production was by Ian Trill.